Kinsella two-story log cabin built 1854 in Fairview Heights, Illinois. Forward by Dr. Neil Gale. Fairview Heights, Illinois is located in the St. Louis, Missouri metropolitan area. The log cabin is the last remnants of the Kinsella family homestead named Pleasant Ridge. I was intrigued by the two-story log cabin and wanted to get inside to see it for myself. It's one of the perks of being an historian is the ability to gain access to places not open to the public. There was some restoration work done on the cabin in 1976 and 1993. In July of 2014, I was granted access to the inside of this lovely old cabin. The log cabin was barely wired for electricity, mostly for ceiling lights. There were no lights when I shot photos using only the natural lighting that came through the open front door. The second level was pitch black. I used a bounce flash on my camera and just kept shooting, even though I couldn't see a thing. The basement, entrance outside, was inaccessible as the supervisor of Fairview Heights Parks and Recreation did not have the appropriate tools to gain access at that time. The city of Fairview Heights has future plans for a restoration of the Kinsella home. The history of the Kinsella log cabin. The Kinsella log cabin is a two-story structure which was built approximately 1854. The cabin is constructed of hand-hewn logs, measuring from 8 to 18 inches in diameter. The bark that was stripped from the lumber was stuffed between the logs and then filled with plaster. The first floor was probably L-shaped and the second rectangular. A brick chimney runs through the center of the home and was probably used by wood-burning stoves on either side. The cabin was moved approximately 150 feet east of its original location. It now sits on a concrete foundation with a crawl space. A rear addition was added around 1920, at which time the log exterior was covered with siding. The Kinsella property was originally purchased from Cornelius and Everton House by William Kinsella for $200 on September 28, 1880. The log cabin was dedicated on September 19, 1976 to the city of Fairview Heights at Pleasant Ridge Park. The log cabin received a facelift on the front portion on the cabin in 1993. The worn wood beams were replaced with hand-hewn logs to keep the integrity of the log cabin. The log cabin has not been open to the public in decades. The Kinsella Family History, by Marilyn Kinsella. The year was 1840. A great potato famine was forcing many Irish families to immigrate to the United States. It was at that time that William Kinsella, born 1813, died 1897, left his homeland of Ireland in the famous town of Dublin to seek his own future in the new land. When he arrived in Caseyville Township, it was little more than country roads with houses few and far between. He sought work and got it with the B&O Railroad, building a trestle and laying ties for the new line, which helped in the development of Caseyville and O'Fallon. As he worked laying the ties, he rested at the crest of the hill overlooking the rail line. Eventually, he decided to build a lean-to on that land, and he lived there until the line was complete. He was so impressed with the beauty of the oaks, elms and maples, especially as they changed their leaves in the fall, that he named the area Pleasant Ridge. After the line was completed and his new land secured, he married Anna S. Conley, born 1826, died 1907, from the county of Wexford, Ireland in 1850. Using the wood from nearby forests, he built a two-story log cabin of hand-hewn logs, circa 1850. In their new home, Anna and William raised the first generation of children, three sons and five daughters. They included Mary, Doyle, Catherine, Thomas, Anne, William T., Ellen, Bess, Seekman, and Lawrence. Two daughters became Sisters of the Sacred Heart. One son, William R., bought a farm adjacent to his father's and raised a family there. The homestead was left to his youngest son, Lawrence. After Lawrence married Emily, Aunt Emily, Forney, they had nine children: Prosper, Gart, Seekman, Stell, Schaefer, Mary, Guideman, Joe, Tom, Cyril, James, and Bernard. Between the years of 1920 and 1925, Lawrence built an extension onto the log cabin to provide for such luxuries as running water and electric appliances. White wooden siding was placed over the existing log cabin, preserving the wood. After Lawrence's death, Pleasant Ridge Farm passed on to Cyril. In 1942, Cyril married Rita O'Brien, and they carried on the tradition of farming and raising children. Their children included Larry, Kenny, Dennis, and Susan. The family had close ties to the founding and development of St. Albert the Great Church in the 1950s. Cyril was one of the first trustees for the new church. In 1960, Cyril and Rita built a new brick home next to the old farmhouse. They rented the farmhouse to Mary Cyril, Gart Seekman's daughter, and Jack Koch. They raised their seven children, Art, Jack, Steve, Ron, Kathy, Anne, and Frank on the farm until 1973. After Cyril's untimely death in 1962, the farmland was leased. Fairview Heights became a city in 1969, and in 1973, the city purchased a Pleasant Ridge farm for a nature park with the intent of keeping the beautiful wooded trails, natural landscape, and verdant trees. As part of the bicentennial celebration in 1976, a committee was formed to restore the unique two-story log cabin. Citizens and community groups alike joined the Bicentennial Army by purchasing commissions. The proceeds were used to restore the log cabin. Joe Kinsella, one of Lawrence's sons and a general contractor, and Larry, one of Cyril's sons, who were both raised in the log cabin, were carpenters instrumental in the restoration of the log cabin. The Fairview Heights Garden Club, in which Rita Kinsella was a charter member, planted a myriad of old-fashioned flowers, including a fragrant herb garden. Today the park is host to family reunions, weddings, summer camp, and individuals who roam the mini trails. The serenity of the park provides the citizens of Fairview Heights with a glimpse of the old Fairview.